Are you in the middle of your first publishing experience, longing to get a deal, or already been there and want to know how others experienced it? Maybe you're a writer, a reader, a lover of Australian fiction. This podcast is for you. Here's the deal. Catherine's first book, The Helpline, is hitting shelves in Australia very soon, and she has got some questions.
Like, how do I plan a launch party? What sales should I expect? What do you do in a green room if I get invited to a festival? Will I get invited to a festival? What if I get invited to a festival and no one shows up? Should I give up my day job? Is my life going to change? What does it feel like to cop a bad review? Do I need to get my nails done to match my book cover? Should I be on Twitter more?
And even though my first book, Skylarking, came out a couple of years ago, and I can give Catherine some advice, already there's lots about our experiences that are vastly different. So we thought we'd cast the net a little wider and ask some other Australian writers about their first time.
I just ticked that box novel and started this incredible adventure.
It's great to have a deadline to work towards. You know, there's this tendency to obviously procrastinate or not even procrastinate, just keep reworking and reworking and never really deciding that it's finished, never pressing send.
And I distinctly remember the moment I got the idea for what would become the first novel. That moment is vivid in my mind.
It's one of those things, had a choice, I write the story down or I go completely mad.
That first shortlisting that you get is just this amazing validation. And for some reason, it tends to happen when you're at your lowest point and it always just kind of buoys you up and allows you to keep going.
There's three parts to being an artist of any sort. There's talent, there's hard work, and the third one everyone forgets, there's luck. If you're luck, the lucky chance comes and you're not ready for your lucky chance, you're not going to make it either.
In each episode, we'll ask a writer to come clean on all the feels and the logistics of their first time, and we'll hone in on advice on a particular aspect of the publishing process. I'll also ask Catherine to update us on where she's at with her own adventure into the world of a debut novelist, whether it's chatting to her editor, getting her socials sorted, or speaking to an audience of booksellers. We are taking a bit of a risk here. We want to take you behind the scenes of the hype and the insta-deliciousness of the debut experience, and find out all the lows along with the highs. We're asking our guests to be candid and to give us the warts and all of how it feels. And we don't know how it's going to play out for Catherine. Will her book end up on billboards at the airport? Will she hit the coveted top 10 on release? Will Hollywood come knocking? Or will, as one writer attests, the experience all be a little anticlimactic? Join us in August and come along for the ride. Subscribe via iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and check out our website, thefirsttimepodcast.com, or connect with us via Twitter and Instagram at thefirsttimepod. And let us know about your first time and the questions you want answered. We look forward to getting into your ears.